This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March, and I'm telling you, at that time, if you would have bought the stock, you could have got it in the low twos. Now it's trading above $4 a share. I'm talking about no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the gentleman. He's the president and CEO of the company, Mr. Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
So I am fortunate to have a guy like you who knows the struggles of the small companies and to get support from customers and investors. So Everett, thank you for inviting me back on the show, and thank you for what you do.
Well, I'll tell you what, you and I have known each other for years and years and years, and I know it has not been no easy task for you, but the one thing I respect about you, Rick, is that you've always taken the high road. You have nothing but integrity in there, and shareholders should be proud. They always, you know, smash the CEOs, and they should take a look at PBIO, because that is one CEO that has integrity and thinks nothing about their shareholders. Enough of that being said, let's talk about the recent press release. Can we talk about the press release that you came out and you talked about Estazenthin? What is that about? Where are we going forward?
Happy to. So last week we put out a news on Estazenthin. Estazenthin is an antioxidant. It's which is a buzzword now for the last 5 or 10 years, I would guess. It is not just an antioxidant. It has many, many very positive qualities for people that take it as a supplement. But astaxanthin is actually considered the single most powerful antioxidant known to humankind. It is a molecule that comes out of algae, and it's eaten by krill, and then the krill are eaten by fish like salmon.
Right.
And then it is what gives us that beautiful pink, which looks like it's very healthy, and it is color to the salmon, and also to flamingos and many other things. So that's astaxanthin. It is in short supply. It's not easy to get. But what we did is, using our new UltraShear technology platform, we were able to what we call nanoemulsify it. And what that does is it basically breaks down the oil. Astaxanthin comes out of the algae in an oil, just like CBD comes out of the plant in an oil, and omega-3 and so many other good things for us are oil-based, and we are water-based, my friend, as you know. So when you put oil in water, it doesn't mix. So you have to find ways to try to get it to mix and stay in solution, become an emulsion, so that your body has a chance to absorb all the good stuff. And we make it into a nano emulsion, very, very fine, very small particles of oil. So we'll take a drop of oil that contains astaxanthin, and we will break it up using high pressure and high shearing combined. We put it under very high pressure. We release it. It goes at like supersonic speed through a patented valve that we have that shears it, and the oil drop turns into maybe a million tiny little nano-sized oil droplets, but the active ingredient inside the oil, Everett, doesn't change. So we've now got much more surface area, so when you ingest it, your body has a much better chance of being able to pull out the active ingredient, in this case the astaxanthin, and make use of it. Whereas if you didn't do that and it wasn't a nanoemulsion, as you ingest this oil containing astaxanthin, you may end up getting only 10 or 20% of the miracle antioxidant inside the oil.
Are you guys going to sell this, or how are you going to package it?
So, as you know, we are an equipment company. We make equipment that uses high pressure. We're one of the few companies in the world that's learned how to commercialize equipment that generate, they're basically pressure chambers, The difference is our pressures go much higher than the few other companies that have tried it, and we have patented a special valve and special parts within this UltraShear technology platform that really lend itself to giving us really high quality nano emulsions. We are going to, when I spoke on your show maybe a year ago, we were talking about selling the instruments, and I literally had, we're not on the market yet, but I had pre-orders for a dozen instruments at about a little under $250,000 a piece.
Correct.
That was huge for us.
Yes.
But we thought about it, and we decided that the best way to go is kind of like to lease it out and have a minimum royalty, have a minimum monthly charge as a minimum royalty, and anything our customer does above that, we're going to share. And we went back to the dozen, it was about eight groups that had pre-ordered a dozen instruments and said, we're not going to ask you for $250,000 up front and all these other fees. We're going to put it in and charge you a small monthly fee. And what's going to happen is when you're successful, we're going to want a royalty from your success. And they were, you know, to each one, all eight of them, they were, you know, ecstatic about what we were going to do. So that's the business plan going forward. Some people call it the Xerox plan, you know, pay for each one that you copy. Every time you use the machine and every time you use it to make money, we want a little piece of that. You keep the big piece of it, but you don't have a lot of upfront costs. But there's recurring revenue ever all the way down the road.
You know, you recently put out a press release about your CBD stability. Can we talk about that? Because you remember one of the problems that we talked about, CBD is great, but if it doesn't get into the bloodstream, it's no good. It can't affect your inceptors, if you will, that actually make things happen in your body. Where are we at in that process?
So that was today's press release, and that we're very excited about. It's similar to astaxanthin in that if you can't absorb the astaxanthin because it's in oil, it doesn't have a chance to give you that great effect that it can do. Same thing with CBD or any other cannabinoid. If you
Right.
can't pull it out of the oil, it's not going to help you. And we know in CBD's case, it's even more difficult than astaxanthin. We know that there's multiple papers that have been published from people, academic people and government people and industry people saying that if you don't have a good quality nano emulsion, then and if you have what's called macro or much bigger globs of oil containing the CBD, the amount of CBD that your body can absorb out of that oil before your body sheds the oil out of your system could be less than 10%. So here you are taking this wonderful compound that could help you for many different things. But if you can't get it out of the oil and you excrete it 2 or 3 hours later and you're excreting 90%, doesn't have the opportunity to help you. So how do you fix that problem? Same way we fix it with astaxanthin, same way we fix it with vitamin D, same way we fix it with any oil-based compound that doesn't mix with human beings and animals that are water-based. We make it into a nano emulsion. We break the oil into tiny, tiny little nano droplets. So we spread the CBD into millions of droplets rather than having millions of molecules of CBD in one big droplet. And that allows the body to absorb it out and let it do its function. So, but what we did today, which is so exciting, is 12 months ago, actually 14 months ago, we used our system to make a nano emulsion of CBD oil in water, and it disappeared as it should. And we put it on the shelf in a refrigerator. We put it on the shelf in the lab. And we have 14 months. Our goal was to see if there's any way possible to get 12 months of stability, meaning that it doesn't change, that it's
right,
stable.
Right, the efficacy of it.
The efficacy is still
right.
there. And guess what? We soared past 12 months. We're at 14 months and running still. So our system, I remember buying vitamin water 10 years ago, and 3 days later the stuff is precipitating out and, you know, lining the inside of it. I have lots of CBD manufacturers that are trying to do CBD-infused beverages that call us.
Right, right.
You know, it kind of falls out after a week or two, or maybe if it's frozen and thawed, it falls out. We did repeated freeze thaws as if we were shipping it in the winter in the Northeast. And we also did just straight stability. We were at 14 months where the material test today, the same it did 14 months ago when we put it in the vial. We're so excited about having that.
What's the progress with your UST?
Well, all of this is coming from our UST platform. Some of the progress is we now have 6 issued patents. I remember when I was on your show when I didn't have any patents, and I had 2. We have 6 issued patents, including one in the U.S. We have more that we're pretty sure are coming and coming soon. We're still looking at the end of the year. We are talking to CBD companies, and we are talking to astaxanthin companies. We're talking to a lot of oil-based companies that are dealing with oil-based nutrients, vitamins, et cetera, supplements. And we're looking at the end of the year. We want to have them available by the end of the year, our first batch of instruments for our leasing minimum royalty business model by the end of the year. So we start next year with instruments in the field. You know, we're a small, undercapitalized company, but things have gotten better for us recently. So we're feeling pretty optimistic we can meet our goal of having the first set of instruments, maybe a dozen of them, on the market by the end of the year. And I will add one more thing. You know, we have a collaboration with our friends at Ohio State. They are among the nation's leading experts in nanoemulsions in food and nanoemulsions in food. And we set up a consortium with them, and we're thinking some of the better-known beverage companies in the world, as well as some new age beverage companies, will come into this consortium and will probably join the consortium, which gives them a first look at our prototype, which we're bringing to Ohio State in the next month or two, our working prototype.
Rick, we've got to wrap things up. We've got about 20 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
We are a company with an incredible future. We're very excited about our future. We have tremendous technology. We have a huge market that's there. I have very smart, hardworking people. It's been the lack of capital that's been holding us back with the recent surge in our stock. I've had a number of phone calls from investors, so very excited about what's going to happen over the next coming days, weeks, and months.
For my listeners, I brought you a company a long time ago called Prodex, and they were in the same position as Rick was in. And this is my personal opinion, and everyone should do their own due diligence. But if you think you missed the move on Pressure Biosciences, you better think again. Prodex ran from $4 all the way up to $40 a share. Check it out. You can see they were on my show years and years and years ago. I believe Pressure Biosciences has the same format, if you will. I think great things are going to happen for this company. I don't think you're too late to the ball game. Take a look. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully, I won't have to wait too much longer. Maybe you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'd love to do that, Everett. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.